With fewer than 4 months left until Wisconsin's gubernatorial election, a new poll shows Governor Walker and likely Democratic challenger Mary Burke in a statistical dead heat. Walker leads Burke among registered voters, 46% to 45%. When it comes to likely voters, Burke leads Walker, 47 to 46%. All the numbers fall within the poll's margin of error. WUWM's Latoya Dennis spoke with political scientist Charles Franklin. He conducts the survey for Marquette Law School. Franklin says the state's slice of independence shifted since his last poll in May.
Walker led by 9 points among independents in May and now leads by 1 point in July. Those are inside the margin of error because looking just at independents, we're looking at a smaller sample. So the margin of error is larger. If there's been a little bit of movement, it seems to have been among independents becoming closer to the same dead even split that we see in the sample as a whole. But this is not a large amount of movement, and it occurred over a period in which the campaigns were still relatively quiet, except for the last week or 10 days when both campaigns launched new advertising and became sharply more critical and combative with each other. Those effects are much more likely to show up in the coming month as voters start to watch the advertising, think about the arguments that are being made, and think about which arguments are persuasive to them.
Now, as you said, up until the last 10 days or so, it's been relatively quiet on both ends. So I'm wondering, for today's numbers, what do you think the impacts have been? I mean, what have voters been looking at and listening to?
Yeah, I think the most important thing about the fact that this month's poll shows very little change compared to May is that it shows that May was not an aberration. In January and March, we saw Walker leading by 6 or 7 points. In May, that switched to a dead heat. So an obvious question was, is that a fluke or would we see it repeated? Here with a second sample, we see that that tightening of the race seems to be real. It's repeated in a second poll. Partisans have become extremely well-aligned with their party's candidates. Republicans are voting 93% for Walker. Democrats are voting 88% for Mary Burke. With both parties so locked in behind their candidate, and each party being relatively the same size, you're almost guaranteed a close election. With independents now splitting about evenly, that just furthers the pressure for an equal campaign.
Now, with that being said, I'm wondering if there's an issue or if there's something that can just make one candidate break out.
In a case with a governor who's in effect been elected twice between his first and the recall election, voters are very familiar with Governor Walker. Mary Burke, voters are much less familiar with. Indeed, 49% in our sample say they don't know enough about her to say whether they have a favorable or unfavorable opinion. So there's a lot more room for opinion of her to shift either in a more positive or a more negative direction to how voters feel about her.
Do you believe the John Doe investigation has had any impact on this race?
Our data does not show very much reason to believe that it has. Voters are quite aware of it. 75% say they've read or heard something about the Doe investigation. But when we ask people, is it just more politics or is it really something serious? 54% say just politics. 42% say something serious. And those perceptions are pretty closely aligned with people's partisanship.
And finally, I'm wondering if you found anything surprising or noteworthy.
I think the surprise is honestly how little change has taken place over 2 months. This is an important race with two very well-funded campaigns, and yet we've gone through a period of relative quiet. And as a result, there's been less movement in the perceptions of both parties and both candidates than you might have expected.
Charles Franklin conducted the poll for the Marquette Law School. He told WUWM's Latoya Dennis that Governor Walker and his presumed opponent, Mary Burke, remain in a statistical dead heat.